Hard to believe, but it is week 15 in the NFL. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer ready to pick some NFL games. It was another stellar week for the champ, 3-0. I mean, can we just crown you now? Should we just crown you? It's not looking good for the rest of us, so let's just move on, shall we? Let's go ahead and pick the Raiders at the Browns. This is on Saturday, a Saturday game. Ben, what do you think?
Makes no sense. Well, I mean, this is going to be a common denominator of my picks this week, but there's some things with COVID going on. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Still a thing.
This is a game, though, even COVID or not, this is the game that the Raiders are historically going to win because it's not going to help them. The thing is, like, they're already out of the race. They're out of the playoff race.
They're a game out right now, aren't they?
They're in the
right now with Kansas City. The way that Kansas City's playing and the way San Diego's playing, they're going to win the games that don't mean anything. They don't win the important games. If they would have gone into Kansas City and not gotten blown out and danced on their logo like idiots, it would have been like, oh, they're in contention. They are so far out of contention. They are such a mess right now. But they'll win this game. Baker Mayfield or not, they're going to win. And it's one of those things, even though Waller's out, it's going to be a game of, you know, obviously that now that Waller's gone, it's the Renfro show. So look to him to get a lot of passes. And, you know, it's going to be Josh Jacobs and hopefully Rashard is back. You know, he's still questionable, but at the end of the day, like, this is a game that's not going to benefit them, so they're going to win. That's how it goes.
As Ben's podcast partner and good friend for quite some time, this is quite an about-face for Ben. Usually, you get a backup quarterback going against the Raiders. He immediately goes, well, the Raiders are losing. Every backup quarterback has a huge game against them. they get Case Keenum this week, who said, and I quote, because he's got his running back stable is back and fully loaded, he said, it'll be great being in the backfield with a full Chubb, as Nick Chubb is fully healthy.
No way.
Yes. Yes. You can quote me on the quote unquote. This is absolutely a game that is weird. It's Saturday. There's 100 COVID cases in Cleveland. I'm inclined to agree with Ben. I just look at it and think, like, why would I put any faith in a team that decided it was a good idea to be doing whatever it was that they were doing on the logo at midfield pregame against Kansas City? Yeah, it'll be the Hunter Renfro show, but he had, what, 13 catches for 111 yards last week. It's not like he's putting up explosive numbers. I love what Myles Garrett is going to be and Jadeveon Clowney are going to be able to do against, you know, Derek Carr and keep those passes short, and they'll rally to the football. And I think it's a close game. I don't think they're going to get blown out. But I look for the Browns to do whatever they want on offense and win this game.
Ah, oh, man, I had the Browns down, but now that Brad picked him, should I not?
Speaking of things that don't matter.
yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Browns on this one. Falcons are 6-7. The Niners 7-6. This is at Levi's on Sunday. I'm going to be at this game. I don't know what that means, except for that I'll probably be drinking.
I'll be honest. The 49ers had no real business winning that game on Sunday last week against the Bengals on the road. Garoppolo played pretty well. Cincinnati inexplicably did not attack the 49ers secondary. I look for Atlanta to be able to move the ball a little bit better than Cincinnati did. Cordarrelle Patterson has been kind of an interesting offensive weapon for them. He's done some really good things. But here's the problem. I think the 49ers are going to be able to do whatever they want on offense. It'll be close. They're not going to blow anybody out, but I think they hold the ball for the majority of the game and just kind of choke out Atlanta until they just pull away at the end.
But I'll tell you right now, the MVP of last week was Kittle's catch. He went full, like, he did more than Megatron. He went crazy on that catch. And so to see him again out there, you have to go, you know, as the betting person says, you have to go with the hot hand. And the Niners are playing really well right now. So regardless of who their opponent is, they seem to scheme up well, which is what you want in the postseason. And as you guys, you know, very quickly reminded me last week that they're in the, you know, wild card race and they are slotted to be there. It's all about scheming at this point. I think they're going to be just fine. I think they're going to win. It's going to be comfortable. And especially, like I said, getting after the quarterback's the biggest thing. And Jimmy G will do a great job at managing the game. And that's all that needs to be said. So I'm all in on Niners on this one.
So the Niners, most of their wins, or more recent wins, like like Brad was saying, is them holding the ball forever and just running the crap out of the ball. And finally, we saw last week a game where the run game wasn't doing everything it normally does. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 41 times, and he didn't actually throw a pick or two or four, which was pretty nice. They won a game.
By the grace of God, by the way. By the grace of God.
My point is,
I should have been a game ender.
Yeah, they won.
It doesn't matter. Like,
if you have to lean on Garoppolo to throw 41 times, that's not a game they normally would win. And the fact that they did was a good sign for them. Now, Nick Bosa is a beast. Nick Bosa is going to be all over Matt Ryan in this game. I got the Niners, and I think the defense is going to be a big part of it. All right, let's do the wild card picks coming up next.